He reached into the day bag and pulled out the laptop from his study. He turned it on and looked over at his captive.
I'm afraid you have not yet grasped the true nature of your predicament.
Chapter 117. Langdon felt his stomach drop as the CIA helicopter leaped off the lawn, banked hard, and accelerated faster than he ever imagined a helicopter could move. Catherine had stayed behind to recuperate with Bellamy, while one of the CIA agents searched the mansion and waited for a backup team. Before Langdon left, she had kissed him on the cheek and whispered,
"Be safe, Robert."
Now Langdon was holding on for dear life as the military helicopter finally leveled out and raced toward the House of the Temple. Seated beside him, Sato was yelling up to the pilot.
"Head for DuPont Circle," she shouted over the deafening noise. "We'll set down there."
Startled, Langdon turned to her.
"DuPont? That's blocks from the House of the Temple. We can land in the temple parking lot."
Sato shook her head.
"We need to enter the building quietly. If our target hears us coming..."
"We don't have time," Langdon argued. "This lunatic is about to murder Peter. Maybe the sound of the helicopter will scare him and make him stop."
Sato stared at him with ice-cold eyes.
"As I have told you, Peter Solomon's safety is not my primary objective. I believe I've made that clear."
Langdon was in no mood for another national security lecture.
"Look, I'm the only one on board who knows his way through that building."
"Careful, Professor,"
the director warned.
"You are here as a member of my team, and I will have your complete cooperation."
She paused a moment, then added,
"In fact, it might be wise if I now apprised you fully of the severity of our crisis tonight."
Sato reached under her seat and pulled out a sleek titanium briefcase, which she opened to reveal an unusually complicated-looking computer. When she turned it on, a CIA logo materialized, along with a login prompt. As Sato logged in, she asked,
"Professor, do you remember the blonde hairpiece we found in the man's home?"
"Yes."
"Well, hidden within that wig was a tiny fiber-optic camera, concealed in the bangs."
"A hidden camera? I don't understand." Sato looked grim.
"You will."
She launched a file on the laptop. "One moment, please. Decrypting file." A video window popped up, filling the entire screen. Sato lifted the briefcase and set it on Langdon's thighs, giving him a front row seat. An unusual image materialized on the screen. Langdon recoiled in surprise. What the hell? Murky and dark, the video was of a blindfolded man. He was dressed in the garb of a medieval heretic, being led to the gallows. Noose around his neck, left pant leg rolled up to the knee, right sleeve rolled up to the elbow, and his shirt gaping open to reveal his bare chest. Langdon stared in disbelief. He had read enough about Masonic rituals to recognize exactly what he was looking at. A Masonic initiate, preparing to enter the first degree. The man was very muscular and tall, with a familiar blonde hairpiece and deeply tanned skin. Langdon recognized his features at once. The man's tattoos had obviously been concealed beneath bronzing makeup. He was standing before a full-length mirror videotaping his reflection through the camera concealed in his wig. But why? The screen faded to black. New footage appeared. A small, dimly lit rectangular chamber. A dramatic chessboard floor of black and white tile. A low wooden altar flanked on three sides by pillars, atop which burned flickering candles. Langdon felt a sudden apprehension. Oh my God. Filming in the erratic style of an amateur home video, the camera now panned up to the periphery of the room to reveal a small group of men observing the initiate. The men were dressed in ritual Masonic regalia. In the darkness, Langdon could not make out their faces, but he had no doubt where this ritual was taking place. The traditional layout of this lodge room could have been anywhere in the world, but the powder-blue triangular pediment above the master's chair revealed it as the oldest Masonic lodge in D.C., Potomac Lodge No. 5, home of George Washington and the Masonic forefathers who laid the cornerstone for the White House and the Capitol building. The lodge was still active today. Peter Solomon, in addition to overseeing the House of the Temple,
was the master of his local lodge, and it was at lodges like this one that a Masonic initiate's journey always began, where he underwent the first 3 degrees of Freemasonry.
"Brethren," Peter's familiar voice declared, "in the name of the great architect of the universe, I open this lodge for the practice of Masonry in the first degree."
A gavel rapped loudly. Langdon watched in utter disbelief as the video progressed through a quick series of dissolves, featuring Peter Solomon performing some of the ritual's starker moments. Pressing a shining dagger to the initiate's bare chest, threatening impalement should the initiate inappropriately reveal the mysteries of Masonry, describing the black and white floor as representing the living and the dead, outlining punishments that included having one's throat cut across, one's tongue torn out by its roots, and one's body buried in the rough sands of the sea.
Langdon stared. Am I really witnessing this? Masonic initiation rites had remained shrouded in secrecy for centuries. The only descriptions that had ever been leaked were written by a handful of estranged brothers.
Langdon had read those accounts, of course, and yet to see an initiation with his own eyes, this was a much different story.
Especially edited this way.
Langdon could already tell that the video was an unfair piece of propaganda, omitting all the noblest aspects of the initiation and highlighting only the most disconcerting. If this video were released, Langdon knew it would become an internet sensation overnight. The anti-Masonic conspiracy theorists would feed on this like sharks.
The Masonic organization, and especially Peter Solomon, would find themselves embroiled in a firestorm of controversy and a desperate effort at damage control, even though the ritual was innocuous and purely symbolic. Eerily, the video included a biblical reference to human sacrifice. The submission of Abraham to the Supreme Being by proffering Isaac, his firstborn son.
Langdon thought of Peter and willed the helicopter to fly faster. The video footage shifted now. Same room, different night. A larger group of Masons looking on. Peter Solomon was observing from the master's chair. This was the second degree, more intense now. Kneeling at the altar, vowing to forever conceal the enigmas existing within Freemasonry, consenting to the penalty of having one's chest cavity ripped open and pulsing heart cast upon the surface of the earth as offal for the ravenous beasts.
Langdon's own heart was pulsing wildly now as the video shifted yet again. Another night, a much larger crowd, a coffin-shaped tracing board on the floor.
The third degree. This was the death ritual, the most rigorous.